Hello and welcome to Online with the Earth Sign. I'm Cuddly Bear, your host, and today I have with me
Even More Brett.
Welcome, Brett.
Thanks.
Delighted to have you.
Happy.
Been a long time coming.
Yeah.
We tried a couple of times.
Goddamn time zones getting in the way.
Yeah, and me being a lazy butthole and doing other things and stuff.
Shit happens.
Yeah, it's not the worst. And I'm already off to a good start. Gonna drink some water.
Nice.
I feel like I do that in every episode.
Yeah, I've got my thermos and I've got my mug of, my dad calls it silver tea because it's just hot water.
Oh, okay. I was about to say that sounds like some Drago shit.
No.
Silver tea. Yeah, and if I run out of water, I do have a beer standing on my desk for no apparent reason. So,
just
great.
Just in case.
Woo! All right, how about we start this podcasting? Or maybe we're just going to sit for an hour and talk about life.
Actually, there's some questions that I've been thinking about and I want to answer, so I hope we get to them. So, let's just do this.
Well, which ones are those?
The superpower one. We can
wait
until we
get
there. All
right, let's start right out with that one then.
Are you sure?
Why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have thought of the shittiest superpower.
Okay.
I want to have shit awareness. So I can
What?
I want to be able to either look at someone or activate it somehow, because I don't want to know this all the time because that would be weird. But I want to know exactly how much shit is in somebody and about it.
Like when they have to go also?
Yeah. If they're constipated, if they got diarrhea, this is what I want to know. And for me, this would be a superpower because I work in healthcare, and the number of times when somebody comes in, they're in wicked pain, and it's just because they're full of shit and they need a goddamn laxative, not more Toradol. This is an important thing.
Okay, so yes, that's an interesting superpower.
Shitty superpower.
Well, what would your shitty wish be then?
I could not think of a shitty wish.
You'll have to make one up on the spot.
That shit didn't smell so bad. Let's go with that.
That is probably a pretty shitty wish. So, a lot of your work has to do with poop.
A surprising amount, yeah.
That's not so fun. Talking from experience. Let's go back to the beginning where we were supposed to start, because Brad is totally ruining everything, you know?
Okay.
This podcast is already in disarray. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, I said we could wait until we got there, and you're like, no, let's start there, so.
I mean, I can't wait when people say they have something they need to do or say.
All right, fair enough.
We're doing it. Okay, so in one word, describe why you came to GWA.
Relationship, I guess.
Okay.
It's his fault. Because I was, at the time, in a relationship with Even More Like, and he and a certain British tart convinced me to join. And yeah. I am, several years later.
So why do you stay then?
Because it's fucking fun. Yeah.
Is it the attention?
Maybe a little bit, probably. But when I was in school and super busy and couldn't record anything, I always just felt this kind of sucks. And at least right now, because I live in a very small town and cannot slut it up as much as I would like to, being able to do audios is a nice outlet for that.
Yeah. Can agree to that.
Plus, I just keep stacking projects on myself, so then there's that little bit of challenge as well.
So you have enough to see to.
Yeah.
That's good. So how long is your list?
Fuck. Hang on. Let's see.
Lost count.
Oh, wait. I don't have my to-do list open. Crap.
God damn it, Brat.
I was running into this issue the other day, too, because I was looking at something.
Yeah.
I was trying to get a list done up online, but then I have like 3 notebooks that, because I've had them at different times, have lists in them. So then I'm trying to like amalgamate the lists. And also just trying to think about, okay, is this something that I should keep on this list? Why did I put this on my list? And yeah. Okay. So right now the list, and this is, okay, this is a deceptively short list.
Okay.
There's 8 on it. Problem is two of those are, okay. The one of them is called Random Kink. And the plan for that is just a bunch of audios. I have a list of like 200 kinks, and my plan is to try and like go through them. And if there's a kink that I feel like I could make an audio on that, like focused on that specifically, to try that.
Okay.
And then the other one is Random Body. I stole that. It was an idea in Playful's idea box, and she was just like, why couldn't we not have body appreciation audios for like everybody? Yeah. So I'm trying to, I'm debating
the body types.
Just like if I got bored of, couldn't think of something to do, then I would just be like, okay, today is, you know, body appreciation for this sort of body. Go see if you can do it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, they're probably kind of on the bottom of the list because it's like things that I may or may not get to eventually.
Yeah.
Because every time I turn around, somebody on GWA is like, oh, you should do more of this. And then I add that to my list. And I add that to my list. And I add that to my list. I'm like, oh, okay.
Fair. I mean, you do get a lot of upvotes. So I would assume people are like trying to push scripts on you all the time.
Actually, no, because I don't really do scripts a lot. So most people don't really push scripts. But like people will ask, or like it's more like people will mention, oh, my God, you should really do more of this. So like, my like Yandere series that I've been working on, there's been a few people that are like, please just continue this forever, and I'm running out of ideas. But or I did like a single F for F, and like 5 people were like, oh my god, please more. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I should probably could do that. I'm a people pleaser. The minute somebody says, oh my god, I would love to hear you do this, I'm like, okay, it's on my list. I will see how this goes.
I'm gonna abuse this so much.
Well, the only thing, like, is I'm not going to do anything I'm uncomfortable with, but it's more that when I'm making an audio, if there's somebody that I know that will love it, it's just that much easier to like put it on the top of the list. Cause I'm like, yes,
for sure.
Somebody is going to enjoy the fuck out of this audio. So it's on. And especially when it's like some of the more like
totally get that.
Weird stuff.
Yeah.
Because there's a bunch of my audios that I'm surprised with how popular they are. Because I was like, okay, this is going to hit like 4 people really good. And everybody else is going to be like, what? Get it away.
Yeah. I mean, you've posted some pretty far out stuff.
But, hey, that's what GWA is. I love that part of GWA. Like the fact that you get like random people doing like pretty extreme kinks.
Yeah.
Totally cool because...
I ain't shaming nobody. I'm just saying you've posted some interesting stuff that most people probably wouldn't.
That is true. That is true.
Or wouldn't even think of. So, yeah.
Well, to be fair, some of that stuff I wouldn't have thought of either. So.
No. So, on the whole comfort zone thing, have you ever done any audios that were outside of your comfort zone?
I really, really pushed my own envelope when I did the Secret Santa for No Name.
That okay.
One.
What was that?
It was a age incest rape scene, and my usual like non-con / rape is sort of the I love you so much I can't help myself rape.
Yeah, yandere, right?
Kind of yandere or like that sort of, or it's like, it's rape, but I know you want it. Whereas this one was a straight up like
abuse. No emotions, no love, just straight on, boom.
Pretty much, it was angry, angry rape.
Okay.
Anyway, so, but I also, like, I wasn't sure how far that was gonna, how bad that was gonna be. So I had set myself up. I had like messaged a couple people. I'm like, hey, I'm about to do this project. And like, if I ask you for cuddles, can I have cuddles after? And they're like, yeah, okay. And I had ice cream and chocolate ready. And I was like, okay, I can do this.
You've totally set up your own aftercare.
I did. Cause I didn't know how it was gonna go. It turned out it was pretty awesome. And the people who love that sort of thing really loved that. So I was happy. So,
yeah,
it turned out to be okay, but it's still,
it wasn't too emotionally daunting for you in the end.
No, it was okay. Once I got into the headspace, and I got out of it really quickly, so it was okay.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, sometimes if it's more of a, if I'm recording from like a brat headspace, then I have to. Like, it's, I can't just get away from that. Whereas that was a character and end scene and the character is gone.
Yeah.
So I was okay. For sure.
So do you get off to GWA audios or do you?
I really don't listen to a lot of GWA audios.
Is that because you're picky or because you can't really get off to it?
It's partly picky and it's partly time. Like, I just, yeah. I have other things to be doing, and I know a lot of people, they'll have it on their phone, or they'll have it, I don't have a smartphone, so if I'm listening to DWA, it's because I'm on my laptop, and if I'm on my laptop, I'm usually doing a million other things, so then I feel bad, because I can't just, like, listen to an audio in the background, per se, because...
Okay, that's
if I want to hear people talking, I go on TeamSpeak. But there are a few voices that I will go and find and listen to. And every now and then, like, I'll just be in a mood where I want something and I'll go find something on.
What kind of audios do you go for?
Usually, like, deeper voices. Okay. I'm kind of picky. Like, I need clarity in the audio. So people who don't like trim out their background noise at all, I'm probably not listening to you. Just saying.
That kills the boner.
Yeah. So, like, background noise is fine. It's when they sound fuzzy that it's always an issue. But anyway, yeah. No. So, a nice, like, deep voice. I like a little bit of growls. I usually go for kind of like cuddly DDLG sort of stuff, or like relationship porn, basically. I like intimacy in my porn. I know there's some other people.
Do you
people
like the couples audios?
Depending on. I suppose I would listen. I never really like seek them out.
No.
Really.
Okay.
I like making them when I had the chance. Making them was always fun.
Yeah, I could imagine. But, yeah. So you don't listen to too much GWA stuff. Why do you think people listen to yours?
Because I'm adorable as fuck.
So confident.
I'm going to have someone taking a needle to my ego after this. I produce enough that people kind of have an idea of what I've got. And if that's the sort of thing they like, then like I've there's a few people that kind of let me know that they're keeping an eye on me, which I really appreciate. I kind of love that. And
yeah,
I think the other thing too, is I've done a lot of just sort of all over the place stuff. So, some people will catch a kink one way and then they're like, oh, wow, your voice is really great. So then they listen to the rest of everything. And some people are just there for the kink. So, hey, I got their rocks off that time. And if they never listen to me again or they only listen to that kink, cool. That's fine. That's fine.
I remember a while back, I can't remember who the hell it was on TeamSpeak. I think it was a million someone else. No, Crunchy. And someone else were calculating how much cum someone had, quote unquote, you know, produced by making audios for guys.
That's amazing.
I don't know, random tidbit in relation to what you just said, but I can't remember the result, but it was quite a lot.
I remember us having a similar discussion when the Pornhub State of the Year came out. We were discussing, it was somewhere in there of how much cum was Pornhub's responsibility.
Oh, yeah, they had like, was it 5.6 Olympic swimming pools or something?
I don't know. Like it was a lot of cum.
It was a lot.
But I don't know how they, because I think that was assuming that you came on every video, and I don't think that, like, I think they overstated their
probably case a little bit. But, you know, they have to standardize somewhere.
That's true. Either way, probably a lot of cum.
Very likely. So, would you or have you enjoyed getting pictures of people's privates?
Actually, there was, I did make an audio, and this amused me to no end. I don't remember getting a lot of dick pics, but I did make an audio, and it was like lazy dom audio. I basically said, come for me and prove it. And I was, for the number of listens, I was surprised. I'm like, here I am inviting people to, you know, send me their dick pics. And I got like, I think 3.
And that's like, a surprisingly low amount.
Okay. I basically said, show me your dick, and you didn't, so all right then.
Where's whatever. All the dick pic posters? God damn it.
Maybe they don't like being told to show their dick. Maybe they want to just surprise me. Maybe I should do an audio that says, please never ever show me your dick, and then I'll get like 20 of them.
It's like the people with trench coats that expose themselves.
Yeah, flashers and that sort of
thing. Oh, yeah, flashers, that's what you call it. Couldn't figure the damn English word out there for a second. Goddamn.
Fucking languages, man.
How goddamn foreigners. Okay, so if you could sit down and get to know any of the voices on DWA you don't currently already know, who would it be and why?
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Some deep questions here.
Actually, okay, this is probably gonna be a lot of people. This is people are gonna really look at me weird for this, but I would really like to go for coffee with Senna and Leo, and just shoot the shit. Okay. Just, I mean, they've been around for a long time. They've seen a lot of shit.
They have
probably nobody else has seen, and it would just be kind of cool to see that side of things, in that way.
That is an interesting choice.
Plus, they probably have all kinds of horror stories about, like, the idiots who show up on GWA and they, like, shuffle off pretty quickly. I'm sure there's a lot of idiots that they've dealt with.
I mean, we never see the nitty-gritty side of the modding process, and thank the fucking Lord for that. Because,
no kidding. I would never, ever want to do that.
TeamSpeak is tiny, and we've had enough shit there, you know? So, fuck that with 100,000 people subscribed to GWA. Nah.
Yeah, no, thank you. But still, okay, I bet they have like awesome stories to tell.
I would very much think so. Probably some nice and some pretty horrific ones.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Last one on the whole GWA thing, but what's your stance on body hair and what do you prefer on yourself and a partner?
So I'm lazy as fuck, so I will shave whenever I feel like it. So every now and then I will look at my legs and there'll be like 2 inches of hair, and I'm just like, nah, fuck it, not feeling like shaving today. But usually if I'm like planning sexy times, I like trim it all down, and usually what'll happen is I'll start by shaving my legs because I'm like, okay, gotta shave my legs for sexy times, and then I just end up shaving everything. So if I had a trimmer, I probably would just trim, but I just end up shaving because the razor's there.
Fair. Well, what do you prefer on partners?
Probably like just mostly trimmed.
Yeah.
I don't mind either way. Although getting stuff in my nose when I'm sucking dick is a little bit funny.
Yeah, that's always... I mean, not so much the dick sucking, but more going down on people who don't at least trim. Not so fun.
Although depending on if it's like I can mouth. If I can like cover it, I guess it depends on how it goes. But yeah,
if you can cover it,
like if it's like not on the shaft, so I can like put my hand over so that there's no like stray hairs getting up my nose, then I don't know. I'm sure I would learn how to deal with it.
To me, it's just more aesthetically pleasing to at least be trimmed.
I don't have a lot of experience both the other way, so I'm willing the other to try way. Anything once. Most of the people that I've been with have been like trimmed or fairly neat, so
okay.
Yeah, fair. Haven't had to deal with like any jungles or anything.
Have you ever seen the scare movie one where he takes her panties off and it's like a whole forest and he starts going at it with a what's it called? The thing they used to cut down trees with. Chainsaw.
I haven't, mostly because I'm not a movie person much, so.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's a good visual. I like the way you've described it. It's a lovely visual.
It's an interesting movie and probably only the only good one of the series. All right, enough with the GWA stuff because can't keep talking about that forever. Or we probably could, but fuck that. Now we're going to go over to some more random crap. So let's try your most awkward moment in your life.
Oh, geez. Fuck.
Or maybe you just don't have that many awkward moments in your life.
Or I have so many that it's hard to think of the most awkward one. I don't know which it is.
Or that. I mean, then you could just settle for whatever.
Actually, okay, this is like super deep, dark secret that nobody knows about me. But anyway. Okay, so when I was a very, very, very small child, my parents were overseas missionaries.
Yeah.
Actually, not really missionaries, kind of like support workers for the mission. I don't know, like they didn't do like the preaching stuff, but they were like in the background. Anyway. So, yep. On this particular mission, I was in, it was a private school. So first off, I'm like just starting school anyway.
So you're like six or something.
Yeah. Super small. And so brand new school, brand new rules. I don't quite understand everything. And my teacher was the scariest freaking lady I have ever met. She was terrifying. Who thought that this lady should be in charge of small children? I do not fucking know. Anyway, I was scared shitless of her.
Oh, no.
So, we had to do, there was this like story time. And I don't know what it was about story time that I, like, we all sat on the mat. And I don't know if it was like, you can't disrupt or anything. Anyway, I had to pee like really, really, really bad. Like really bad. And I was too scared to put up my hand. And I knew I couldn't leave. So yeah, peed my pants in class.
You peed right there in front of everyone.
Didn't say a damn thing. Nobody said anything. I slunk back to my chair when story time was over. And it wasn't till like 5 minutes later that she's walking around that she sees this wet spot on the rug. And then demands to know what happened from the entire class. So, yeah, pretty
did you have to stand awful. Up and explain in front of everybody?
I kind of said what had happened. And then it was the assistant for the class just, like, quickly ushered me out and found me some, like, extra clothes and whatever. And, like, she was a sweetheart. She was just like, oh, honey, you really shouldn't have done that. You could have just put up your hand and yada, yada, yada. But like this was in my first week of school, and also because we had just moved there, I was starting like partway through the school year. So all of the rules that everybody else knew, nobody bothered to like tell me because everybody knew these things. So yeah, it was weird. Most
that
awkward moment of my life.
Would have been pretty fucking awkward.
Yep.
All right. Fuck, marry, kidnap. Three GWA people.
Oh, geez. Okay, I'm going to kidnap Crunchy because he'd like it. There are so many great voices that I want to fuck, and like,
so just say the first many. One that comes into mind.
I'm trying to think of like who my favorite like active poster is right now, because like the first one that came to mind is no longer active, so I don't want to like call him out. Possibly not who Rose thinks, just because I don't think he's as big of a shithead as he thinks he is. Also, I want to see if he can like walk the walk, because he can talk the talk. I want to see if he walks it. Mary, I don't know anyone I hate enough to marry them. Like, I don't believe in marriage. Marriage for me is not a thing. Like, I understand that other people can get married, and that's totally awesome. Me personally, not gonna get married. So, I mean, the other way is I could do this is, marry as in officiate.
You want to marry two people?
I'd be willing to officiate a GWA marriage, but I honestly.
Oh my god, I'm gonna change that actually.
I can't even think.
Officiate.
I can't think of two people that,
You have to marry two people.
Okay, now I have to.
You have to.
Okay. Let's go with YLS and No Name.
Oh my god, that's such a cop out. Okay,
I know, whatever.
Right? I'll give it to you.
I couldn't think of anyone else to set up. I mean, I could have gone with Gates of Ivory and Bored Baker. That's even worse.
That's just as bad.
I think that's even worse.
Jesus. All right, whatever.
Okay.
Let's skip on to the next question, you cop out. All right. If you could become the opposite sex for a day, what would you look like?
Let's see. I would be...
I just dragged you on TeamSpeak.
Okay, thanks. I would probably be a little more toned. Oh man, I would have like the like brunette hair, red beard thing going on. It would be amazing because I've got those
pretty
jeans.
Much lumberjack.
I've got the Viking jeans, so I would have like, yeah, beautiful like light brown hair and like super red beard, and I would look studly as all fuck. I would look like a Viking, possibly not like a super muscly Viking, but I'd be pretty buff.
Nice. Would you have a big donger? I feel like that's an important question to answer.
Probably like an average size, maybe.
All right.
I might have some early balding going on, though.
Early balding?
Oh, yeah. You know what causes early like balding, right?
Testosterone?
Hells to the fucking yes. If my libido as a woman is any indication, as a dude, I would have way too fucking much testosterone.
I guess that's why I'm going bald.
Mm-hmm. Chop your nuts off, you don't go bald.
But just kidding. Receding hairlines. I don't know if that's the same thing.
Either way.
All right, so space travel has now become available, but in order to become eligible, you have to pass a test. What kind of weird shit has NASA come up with?
Ooh. Weird shit. See, I would. Yeah. I don't know. Like, for me, I feel like the test would probably just be based on, like, there would be a genetic screening, first off. But then,
Yeah, we're not talking about rational.
No, we're not. Okay, so, just here's the scoop. So you start the like the process, right? You apply, mm-hmm. and there's like a first interview or whatever, and then they tell you that you're going for your second interview.
Ooh.
Okay, you have to get on a plane. You get on the plane, it crash lands somewhere in the middle of fuck nowhere.
Okay.
Okay, you don't know. This is part of the test. The rest of the people on board are also going to, right?
Oh,
That's the test. You have to, as a group, be able to figure out what the fuck is going on and that sort of shit.
And somehow survive.
Yeah. Figure out how to survive. And that would be part of the interview process, is kind of figuring out how you manage in like a holy fuckball situation and that sort of thing.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what they do. They like crash land you in the middle of a desert and have fun.
I like that. That's a pretty good. It's a pretty good test.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if that's, you know, very relatable to space travel, but as opposed to
getting on your feet and construction, like that to me. Shit,
yeah.
I don't know, I always felt like when it comes to like survival stuff, you have to know how to work as a team, right?
I mean, have you ever seen The Martian guy? The Martian.
I have not seen that. I really want to read the book.
Okay, I won't spoil anything.
Thanks.
But it's relatable.
But yeah, I feel like teamwork and stuff would be a really important part of being allowed to go into space, because you might be stuck out there with just your people. So they would want to make sure it was a good group going together.
Okay. Are you competitive? Or, I mean, to the point of you winning is the most important thing, or can you lose with grace?
I'm really not competitive. I'm pretty happy being like, when I'm playing with competitive people, I'm like, yay, I get to be the loser. I'm okay with that. I'm totally, I like having fun. And so.
You just like being a part of it.
Yeah. It's like being picked for the last for the dodgeball team. I'm okay with being last. I still get to play. Yeah.
Fair. I mean, that's a better outlook on most things, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Sets you up to be more mellow.
Also, I suck at a lot of things, so it's a good thing that I'm not competitive, because then I'd just be miserable all the fucking time.
Fair. Fair. All right, Bat. Do you have a useful skill that you could teach me to improve my life?
I am a relatively good cook, but my cooking superpower, if I have a cooking superpower, is like
shit.
Iron Chef type stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like I used to do this all the time. I would walk home from my workplace, walk past a grocery store, go and find something on sale, and I would build the meal out of that. Like, I do not have to plan a meal ahead of time. I can teach you how to just like look in a cupboard and make a balanced meal.
That's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most people could probably use that.
So, yeah. Actually, I was surprised at the number of people that I've like hung out with or on occasion lived with that like had absolutely no clue of how to build a meal without like getting a recipe or something.
Yeah.
And they just like didn't have a clue how to cook. They didn't have a clue how to cook things at all without a recipe. Whereas like I also, growing up on a farm and having like random cuts of meat in the freezer, because when you have a whole cow, you have all kinds of weird shit in the freezer.
Yeah.
I pretty much know how to cook anything in a reasonable way.
Even like heads?
We didn't do heads, actually.
Oh, okay.
But just like knowing that different steaks mean different things and you should cook them differently.
Yeah, yeah. No, some people I was just trying to be difficult. I was just trying to be difficult.
Actually, it was funny. One year, my dad insisted that we save the oxtail, which we'd never had before.
Yeah.
Because he's like, it's good food. We should save it. It stayed in the freezer until the next time we butchered, because he never used it. We're just like, oh, yeah, we should save the oxtail. It's good food, right? Yeah.
I mean, isn't it actually pretty okay?
Oh, I'm sure it's great. We never found out because it was so freezer burnt that we just threw it to the dog.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, we found it when we were like cleaning out the freezer for the next beef. And my mom's like, huh, I wonder what this is doing here. Never got cooked up. I wonder why.
I hope you teased your dad about that.
Oh, we definitely did.
Good. He deserves it. All right. So for some BDSM stuff, if you're in.
Ooh.
All right. We're talking about that. What safe word do you use?
Cilantro.
Cilantro?
Cilantro is my current safe word. I've also used chocolate box was one of the first ones I came up with. And then for a while I had, it was, I think, avocado and mango were, they were together. One of them was like, this is okay, but maybe be careful. And one of them was, please stop.
Okay, that's an interesting. Wait, so you didn't have that with chocolate box then?
No, it's usually like scene dependent.
Yeah,
and stuff. But yeah,
why did you gravitate away from having two to only having cilantro as your one now?
Actually, I probably still actually most of the time if I was actually playing, it would probably just be like yellow and red.
Yeah. Okay.
But cilantro is my go-to safe word because I'm one of those people that doesn't taste cilantro properly. It tastes like battery acid.
Oh, you so have the bad
Yeah, word. I have the gene. So then, yeah, for me, like having cilantro as my safe word is just, it amuses me because cilantro is like a no-go zone. So if, yeah, I was beating up somebody and they said cilantro, then it was like, okay, shit, we're done.
Shit.
It's like a safe word for real life, too.
That means that you're a switch, then?
I am a switch. I'm mostly heavy part? Subby, but I'm a switch.
Sup, heavy?
Yeah, probably. Although, yeah. I like to make people happy, so I guess I can top as a submissive,
if that makes sense. I mean, you can be quote-unquote forced to do it. Or talked into it, I don't know.
Yeah, or what, but yeah, even if I'm, like, yeah, I don't, I think I would top more than Dom, per se.
Yeah.
So.
Still interesting, though. Are you a masochist?
I don't really know. I don't like pain, but that being said, I have been, like, spanked and flogged and stuff and enjoyed that quite a bit. It's just, like, maybe it's just certain kinds of pain that I haven't had a chance to really explore that are good. I don't know. That's kind of a weird... 'Cause some pain feels pretty nice, and then there's some pain where I'm just like, nope, want to fuck right out of here.
Can you do, like...
I know stingy pain is really not pleasant for me at all. But if it's like if someone is thudding away on me, I love thuds, and then like brings in the sting to like switch it up a bit, I guess that's okay. But yeah, if somebody's just like taking a cane to me, I don't think I would enjoy that. But I don't know.
I mean, it depends on how you're using the cane, I guess.
Maybe. I don't know. It's something...
I think most are of that...
You
know.
Like, pain and sensation is definitely something I want to explore a lot more.
Yeah. But that... Does it turn you on to be spanked, though?
Yes. I'm not sure how much of it is this, like... pain and how much of it is the rest of the everything, but I do much enjoy getting spanked.
All right. Would you say that you have any uncommon kinks?
I suppose, yeah, I guess. Not everybody's into ball busting. And I, like, that's one of those ones where, like, okay, obviously I'm not going to just go and, like, huff a guy in the nuts if he doesn't want to, but,
but having found... How did you discover you're into it?
Met a guy on OkCupid whose profile was basically please kick me in the junk, and I was like, really? That's a thing? And we talked and we hit it off and I kicked him in the nuts and it was a lot of fun. Like a lot of fun.
Interesting enough.
Yeah, so that's probably
like
the
full force kick? Like
it got up there, yeah.
Rewind and just whoosh. Okay.
Yeah, damn. No, there was a few like pretty good hoofs, but
he was totally into it?
Yes. Like that was the hottest part. Like I would wind up and boot him and he was just like look at me like he was seeing an angel and I was the oh yeah, no, like the look in his eyes like that you are the hottest thing on the fucking planet right now. And yeah, no, that was a hell of an ego trip.
That was motivating, yeah.
God, yes. Yeah. So I mean there is I guess my biggest kink is, and I don't think it's horribly uncommon, but being able to be the person who can get someone off in a like that sort of special way.
Yeah.
Being able to like key into somebody's like kinks.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I think I have much of the same, like the whole people pleasing thing, just from the opposite side. And I'd love to kick someone in the nuts. Mostly because, yeah, other reasons, but fuck yeah. So, aside from pain and that kind of stuff, do you have a kink that you would like to explore more that you haven't really had the chance to do?
Bondage, particularly like rope stuff. Really would like to,
like more intricate stuff, like shibari, yeah, stuff.
Yeah, I think that would be a lot of fun. But I would need someone who was skilled at teaching someone who doesn't know anything about being in rope how to be in rope. Like that's the thing, because I would definitely need a workshop on like body awareness and that sort of thing. Because I'm.
Oh, you want?
I want to be tied up
to be done or doing it.
Both. Yeah. Yes, both.
Oh, okay.
But to be tied up, I feel like I need a lot of training because I tend to push past pain a fair bit and suffer a fair bit of discomfort if I think that's a good thing. So I would need somebody who was like,
oh yeah,
pretty strict on the if this hurts, you need to tell me, because I would probably like end up with a like wicked sore shoulder because it was, you know, dislocating and I didn't say anything.
Or cutting off your blood supply to your limbs if you don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
but then it's also the person that is doing it that's being unaware, but yeah.
Well, but I mean, there is that interplay.
Yeah.
You know, and I have a couple of joint issues, so like it would be on me to make sure that they knew. So,
I mean, it is on you to call it if it's not comfortable.
Exactly. So. But that is definitely something that I would really love to play with if I could.
Yeah, I can totally see that. Do you have a preference for underwear for you and your partner?
Like
stuff to wear when you're doing, or maybe not so much underwear, but outfits or anything of that sort?
No, not really. I will wear whatever my partner wants. And If it adds to the scene, then I've seen like, you know, some super hot leathers and like uniforms are super sexy. If it works with the scene, then oh my fuck, yes. But if my partner just drops their pants and everybody gets naked, that is also really good.
Yeah, no, I can totally understand that. I mean, I like naked. Naked's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so for a super weird and totally stupid question, but if I said a member of your family was secretly kinky, which family member would you suspect?
Secretly kinky. I would actually suspect my brother and my sister-in-law.
Why?
Mostly because they're way too fucking adorable. And they have a thing for like cosplay. And okay. I would not be surprised if they do other things as well. And for them, it would be a super secret because they're kind of pretty religious and whatnot. So it would definitely be secret. So, but they're both like super in love and like super adorable. So I would not be surprised if their bedroom life is lots of fun.
It's totes crazy.
I would hope so. Mostly because I think everybody should have awesome sex. So I hope they have a good sex life.
Good on you, bro. All right. Now we're going to go over to stuff that I haven't really had a chance to pull in before because it was just some random stuff. If that might work or might not work. But I need you to choose a number between 1 and 7.
5.
All right. This is a job interview. And you're interviewing for the job of being a full-time snake.
Okay.
Why do you want this job?
To be a full-time snake. All right. So I've always admired the benefits that the reptile community brings, and I really wanna join. Because there's so many jobs that snakes do. Like they eat pests. Sometimes they like the venomous That's snakes. True. They get milked for venom, which can be turned into like medicine and stuff. So that's pretty sweet.
That is pretty sweet.
Would not mind being that kind of snake. Like here, so have my like, anticoagulants.
You like helping people?
I do. Yeah, I would definitely be my role in to be a snake. It would be all about the helping out and stuff. Plus, you know, if they give learning how to slither really well would be pretty cool.
I'm a snake. Me. All right, so plus as a full time snake, they get
to
hibernate.
I would get to sleep for fucking months. It would be great.
You would. You value sleep a lot?
Yes. Also, okay. Depending on what kind of snake, I get to start off my morning with a giant orgy. That would also be cool.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to see to that.
That's how hibernation ends.
Yeah. What's your greatest professional strengths as a full-time snake, would you say? What would they be? Are you agile? Cunning?
Calculating. Friendly. I would be friendly and cuddly. I would definitely be a friendly, cuddly snake. But also, very like I would be like evaluate situations and make sure that I was like trying to see it from as many low-level perspectives as I can.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have...
wouldn't, like, necessarily jump into a decision if it was a big decision, yeah.
No, I mean, you're going to be, you know, eating animals and stuff, have to be good at catching them, you know?
Yeah, but, like, being kind of scoping out the territory and, like, knowing when to make my move versus when to kind of hold back a little bit, that sort of thing.
So, tell me about a challenge or a conflict you faced in this line of work and how you dealt with it.
So in helping, right? Helping. I was trying to clean out a shed of some mice and somebody tried to take a shovel to me.
Oh, dang.
And since they're not really, you know, there's a communication barrier, they were agitated. So I just kind of noped the fuck out of there. I just like got away. Just got away and let them calm down.
Diffused the situation.
Yeah.
Very smart of you.
Yeah.
Very smart of you. So, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I don't know the lifespan of a snake.
I'm having way too much fun with this. I'm having way too much fun with this. All right, I think you're hired.
Yes.
So, the other jobs you could have had was prostitute.
Oh God, no! I cannot do
President
that.
Of the United States. Full-time arsonist.
Nice.
Head of the United Orgasm Control Unit, controlling all orgasms on Earth.
Oh, I would not like that.
King of the world and wizard.
See, that's interesting. Okay, so that, like, the full-time arsonist would be interesting because I can be a little bit of a pyromaniac. If I was, like, in charge of orgasms, everybody just be coming all the time. Orgasm control is one of those things I can't do. I just want everybody to enjoy the
orgasms. Oh, you can't do orgasm control?
No. No. Mostly because I can't control my own at all.
Okay.
And I just, I'm too much of, yes, everybody should enjoy their orgasms. So I can't, like, even though on some level I know, like, making somebody hold back makes it better, I still just, like, somebody's like, please let me come. I'm like, yep, come, go, do it, come, yes, yes.
I fucking love orgasm denial.
See, and I want people to come for me. It's great.
Or the opposite. Also just, like, you know, making people come a whole bunch until they, like,
you are going to love my next Choose Your Own Adventure audio.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Looking forward to it.
It's going
to
be great.
Okay, Brad. I don't have any more for this time, but I want to say thank you for being on the podcast.
Aw, thanks, Bear. This is fun.
I hope you enjoyed it.
I did.
And that we weren't too weird.
If it's too weird, then that's, like, the listener's problem, not ours.
Right? I mean, I feel like the weirder, the better.
We're trying to get to know everybody, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of got to get out there if you're going to know people.
Yeah, and I mean, if you want to be a full-time snake, you got to work for it, you know?
Obviously.
All right. That's all from us today. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.